Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
Good day, my friend.
Good day.
Good day. Great day.
It's a great day to be. I'm a great singer.
Let's go with the... Let's keep this job going.
Let's not quit your day job. Speaking of jobs, I got a great story, guys. Recently, I was out in Florida for a family reunion. A lot of people don't know this. I have a giant family. On the Lion side, my dad was one of 10, and they all had kids and cousins. It's hilarious because what we do is we color code our shirts.
Yeah, generation.
Yeah, generational color codes. And anyways, long story short, just to kind of give you some background, my mom was a school teacher for 35 years until she retired. She was, when I started first grade, she was coming from another school, and she ended up being a first grade teacher in the classroom next to me. So like my whole elementary growing up, she always stayed in first grade, but I was going to second grade, and I could never get away with anything. But like I would go to school with her. She, you know, come home, sitting in a classroom while she's cleaning up and doing it. Like it was just horrible. Right? Like spending any extra time at school.
That was me
in the summertime. I have to go help her set up her classroom and stuff. But the point I'm making is she was definitely a employee. Obviously she worked for technically the government, right? Because it's a government pay position, public school.
Public schools, sure.
Yeah. And so we were out in Florida for a family reunion. And, you know, as is with all families, they like to brag on specific things and gossip about other things. And really, my mom was so impressed with my cousin Abby. Abby is a pharmacist and, you know, and a lot of the other, you know, and we've got some successful people in there, definitely some high ranking military folks. We have some generals in the family and stuff. All good, right? Totally. That's the path they chose. They went to school or went into the military, and they're excelling it by all means. They're very successful in what they do. And I'm driving with me and my dad and my mom were in the car. We're driving to dinner somewhere, and she was just, you know, bragging about Abby. And you know, Abby, I know you probably listen to this, so love you. But I'm gonna blast you a little bit here. Not you, but like the position in general and the feeling of like, hey, you know what? You go to school, you go to college, you go to graduate school, you become a doctor, lawyer, pharmacist, dentist, chiropractor, physical therapy, all these great things. Sure. And they're great professions. But at the end of the day, I was looking at my dad, who was an entrepreneur with me growing up. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, Mom, you just don't understand that your son is making money right now while he doesn't have to be at work on Monday.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to trade the time that Abby or any of the other cousins or aunts or uncles have to trade in order to make money. This is a true cash flow quadrant scenario, employee versus business owner.
Yeah.
And she'll never get it because what you do when you trade, my mom's very risk averse when it comes to stability and financial stability. It was like, you know, you worked for 30 years, you got the pension and all that stuff.
Yeah. And 401k which is, taking you to.
And the day that you gym owners decided to not be an employee and sign your name on the personal guarantee for that lease that you just signed, you traded 40 hours in a steady paycheck for 80 hours and no stability whatsoever.
Yeah.
And a lot of you would say, hey, I would never change that. Of course you wouldn't. But what I'm trying to explain is that yes, we hold doctors and we hold pharmacists and attorneys all at this high regard, but I chuckle and I laugh internally, like you have to go put those hours in tomorrow in the courtroom. You have to go do that surgery. you have to show up to work on Monday, and I don't.
Yeah.
And I think a gym owner that is deep in the grind, I think this will pump you up a little bit. Like, yeah, actually, you're right. Because once you get to a point that you're not self-employed, where you all the operational needs happen on your shoulders, and you can get over into that other quadrant, which is the business owner, your life changes.
Absolutely.
On a lot of levels. You know, I know that the gym's being run behind me. Everything's great. I'm there if they need me. They don't need me.
Yeah.
And it runs, and we make great money, and everything's you know, great. It's nirvana, right? It's like exactly what it was supposed to be. This is exactly how it's supposed to be.
As a business owner.
As a business owner.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Abby, again, I love you, but this whole event in Florida, the family reunion, was around Labor Day. Everybody had to be able to have that day off. It doesn't matter when the frickin' they want to schedule. I'll go in the middle of May or end of January. It doesn't matter, yeah. Right? So when you're in a place where you're a business owner, you have the freedom to do those things whenever you want with your family, with by yourself, whatever you want to do. There's absolute liberation when it comes to your life. Mm-hmm. And that's the goal for these gym owners. And for you listening, it's like, that is the goal, to get to that other side of that line.
Yeah.
And the podcast before us will help you do that. Before this one, we talked about delegation and authority and giving people the reins.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to get you there. But I want you all to be proud of the decisions you make and never second guess what you're doing. Oh my gosh, so-and-so's a chiropractor and they're making so much money, or whatever it is. Great for them. They got to show up and crack somebody's neck tomorrow.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah. And I think that, I talk to gym owners every day, right? I talk to gym owners, whether they're our clients, they're interested in working with us, mm-hmm. or just sometimes it's just the chats and our social medias and groups and things like that. And there is definitely, I don't know if it's a fear, a resistance, a guilt, something around the business operating and you collecting revenue beyond the time traded, you know, for services rendered within the gym. You know, gym owners are still tied back to like, oh, but if I'm not on the training floor, you know,
gotcha.
Like they're always
mentally.
Mentally, yeah. Exactly. They got to break. Like, as my passion for being in this seat is because I was the son of entrepreneur too.
Yeah.
And like, I'll never forget. You've heard the story. Like, I remember as a kid, my Saturday morning baseball games. Like, sure. If my dad couldn't be there,
it's working
because he had to be working. And that's to your point, that's a self-employed role, right? Not the business owner, right? He was still trading his time in his business in order to get the revenue generated. And as opposed to being able to delegate that to somebody he brought in and, you know, work on the overall business as a whole, he had to trade that time for money. And so, you know, watching my father do that for whatever, 30 something years, however long it was, you know, I was passionate. And as I continued to learn more about how I wanted to exchange wealth and what the goal of a business owner should be, that's where my passion is. And that's what we help gym owners do with is like the last episode, right? Let's delegate, let's build the team, let's build the systems of the business so that you have a business that operates without you in the seat, mm-hmm. having to do the day-to-day delivery. But there is definitely resistance. And I think that it's because gym owners want to serve. They're passionate. They care about people. They want the impact in the community to some, you know, like these are all things that are important, right? Sure. Some of the altruistic beliefs. But there's a difference between wanting to and having to.
There you go.
And I think that, like, when you can understand, hey, I can build this business and I can choose to go train a client today.
Yeah.
I can choose to go in there and just, hell, maybe you just walk around and you just pump up everybody and you're just the face of, you know, a good time in the business, as opposed to I have to go, you know, trade my time now to go train that client because if I don't, nobody else can. And I need that for my revenue. And like, to me, that is the epitome of like slavery. Like, you're a slave to your business at that point.
And your boss is a maniac.
Your boss is a dick. You know, but my cousin Ricky, he always jokes. I was out in Illinois and he owns a race shop. We used to drag race when we were kids, built, you know, motors and blew things up and had fun. Well, he took it, made it his career. So the whole time we're hanging out with him, we're having the same conversation. He's like, I was like, hey, tomorrow, you know, can you, can you meet for lunch? Can you do this? He's like, yeah, let me check with my boss. I don't know. And I'm like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, he is the boss. Yeah, like, who's he checking with? But it was his running joke. Like, yeah, I don't need to check with anybody.
Sure.
I can make that decision.
Yeah.
And yeah, to me, that's freedom. That's the reason that you create the business. That's the reason you start it all. Like, where did that fun, where did that idea fade to where you just kind of, you say stuck?
Yeah.
Or...
Well, I think the vision of you mentioned before, pumping people up, is mm-hmm. like the goal. You get into the gym 7:38 in the morning. You high five everybody. You see, check in. How's everybody doing? How's family? How's kids? You know, training sessions going on, and then you leave. Like, that is probably a high goal for a lot of gym owners, but instead, it looks like I'm there at 4:45 to open the door. I've got to train clients for 4 straight hours, and then I get a little bit of a break where I can work on some emails and some office time, and then I got to put some fires out, and I got to go run errands, and then I got to get back on the training floor, and I got the other coach didn't show up, and the front desk person, I need to fire them because of it. That's the reality versus the vision of some high fives, chest pumps, kissing the babies, and you know, and yeah. seeing how the cat, how's the family, how's your mother, all that going on. That's the vision.
Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group. And let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
Well, yeah, but I mean, right? think of like, right, the employee, where you're going to get a new job. Like, one of the things you consider is how many days off, right? What does my vacation package look like? What is, you know, all of that.
Work hours.
Right? But then you go and you open up a business thinking, hey, I don't want to have to worry about all those things. Let me just go create the opportunity to make my own decisions and have that complete freedom. But then you never get yourself in that position to do it. And I think that's almost worse. Like, if your desire is to work 40 hours a week as a business owner, go get a job.
Yeah, like, it's go, a lot like, safer.
Safer. Probably, you could probably make more money if you're, you know what I mean? If you're still just doing the day-to-day operations of a trainer. Like, it's probably, you
it's
probably
a hell of a point.
Like, I think you as an entrepreneur have to make the decision to get out of your business from the stance of you've backfilled the day-to-day operations and now you have created that freedom for yourself, or you have to get out of the business and you have to decide it's better for me. And what does it mean for you personally to go become an employee and work somewhere else? I think if you want to stay in that self-employed role without the understanding, I'm not saying you can't be in that role, but if you have to grasp the idea of like, this chase, this plan path is the goal, and I'm going to work to create that. Or just go work for somebody else and have
probably a
better quality of life than you are right now. But the pain point is where you are isn't the best of where you know, like you're not living in pure pleasure.
Gosh, I see some of the financials of CrossFit gyms, and you like the owners are way better off just going to work in for somebody else. You have no stress on the business day-to-day operations. And you're going to make a lot more.
Well, how many business owners have we worked with? And CrossFit's one of those big arenas.
CrossFit owners don't want money.
They're hobbies.
No, they're passionate. And then you look, guys, I'm knocking the hell out of the business model.
Yep.
I was just in that CrossFit affiliates group and somebody said, hey, what do you guys pay your coaches for nutrition services when they service the client? You know, I was thinking 80-20, where we take 20 and they get 80, and somebody else was like, I give them 100%. I'm like, is this real life? Are you guys kidding me right now? You're giving, and our buddy Scott made a pretty good point. He goes, the CrossFit owner is like you own a diner, and you serve hamburgers, and that's what you do. And you're serving some hamburgers and shakes, and that's your model. But then one of your waiters, who's also can cook, decides to start selling steaks to your clients, and they just pay him direct. That's what you're doing when you're saying your nutrition coaches are just going to take the money from the clients direct and just give them 100%.
We've seen it with personal training in those gyms.
Just mind-boggling. Yeah. There's no business acumen there. Like,
no.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And anyways, the point of this whole episode was like not about making shakes and steaks. It was about you're on a mission.
Yeah.
You're on a path to business ownership. And what business ownership is that vision of coming in, talking to the clients, having a smooth, well-oiled machine running behind you. And, you know, even if you're in that self-employed role today, the goal should always be to get to the business owner role, because like you said before, you may enjoy it, but it's not, you're going to do it because you enjoy it, not because you have to, like train clients, et cetera,
yeah,
and work in the business. And if you want to go to that family reunion or whatever that is, you don't have to worry about things burning down or the business operations stopping and the revenue stopping.
Yep.
That's the kicker.
And I can tell you one of the greatest things about what we do from the coaching side,
yeah,
is having gym owners come to us and say, I took a vacation for the first time.
Yeah.
Or yeah. I got to go to my kid's sporting events, or like the freedom that comes with the time because you've built a business. Like that time freedom to me is almost more impactful. I mean, the revenue's a requirement, but
yeah,
like that's the real result of it, right? You know, the money that's sitting in the bank account just allows for that to happen, type of thing.
Yeah.
But it
allows you to hire people to tool. Do the job.
Or yeah, exactly. Somebody else to backfill the requirements of the operation. But that is the goal. Like if that's not the goal, you're completely missing the mark, yeah, on what you have at your fingertips and
this,
what you really should be looking for.
And this doesn't happen in overnight.
No.
The fastest, I think we're seeing it happen and happen in real times with our Iron Circle, mm-hmm, Tommy John.
Yeah.
He's what the way it should work is that you're focused, head down, working, grinding, getting the systems and operations, getting your team where it needs to be, selling, marketing, doing everything. Like that's the reality. Head down, and you're building this machine, and you're building it up to be indestructible from enemy fire, and you're building up defenses around it and insurance policies around your systems and operations where a coach can't just take your clients out, and you're building this indestructible machine that then you can put it on the table and then step away from it and have it spitting out revenue, and it's going from that machine into your bank, and then you're not physically clicking the buttons and wrenching on it anymore. It's there. It's building.
It's an asset.
It's a dividend paying asset,
yeah,
that is just producing, and you could then move on and build another one and another one and another one, or a different machine in a different industry. That's essentially the way you got to picture this thing. Your gym's this machine that you got to wrench on.
Yeah.
You got to grease it up, oil it up, put a new flywheel on there, another freaking serpentine belt, whatever, throw some new spark plugs in that thing. Gas it up, fuel it up, build defenses around it from competition, from internal issues, all the things. And then put it on the table and let it do its thing. That's the goal.
Yeah, it is. But, well, and we can speak to his, you know, situation specifically. The vision he had for himself versus taking some advice and setting his systems up the
tell
right
story.
Way.
Tell a story.
So,
Tommy John.
So March 1st, this is where, like, mid-April right now, right? So March 1st was his 1 year open.
Yeah.
And so take us back to November of 22. And he gave me a call and he just said, hey, you know, can I just run this idea past you? And he gave me the game plan that he had for a gym. And it was essentially an Anytime Fitness model. He had come from that world, new, you know, kind of big box, general access membership with an option of training. And he goes through it all.
Sounds so familiar.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Exactly what I created.
It's exactly what you did. Yeah, I know, believe me. Like, so believe me. My advice came with a very swift and...
kick in the ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was very assertive. I told him that if he opens that gym, I'm flying to Washington and I'm punching him in the face. And he'll laugh because that's exactly what I said.
Yep.
But we had a good laugh around it. And he goes, well, if I shouldn't do that, what should I do? And we essentially just kind of peeled back a 40,000-foot view of the training gym. And... Tommy, to his credit, is very diligent. He took the advice. He turned around. He looked, put the numbers down. He said, well, hell, this is a hell of a lot more opportunity than what I was thinking over here. And he did. He executed, kicked the doors off of. He met us at the Grow Summit the year before. So
Nashville.
Was already learning from our stuff before he was even a gym owner himself yet. And he set his gym up that way from minute one, you know. And so... Fast forward from March of last year to
March of this year.
Yeah, I mean, he's, what do you say? He's on pace for over 40.
40, 41 this month.
41,000 in reoccurring revenue 1 year after open.
Kicker, reoccurring.
Reoccurring
yeah, membership
revenue,
based,
which
yeah.
is huge. He's also, you know, we've seen him snowboarding a number of times. He did family trips with his dad.
He has a coach.
Family. He's got a coach that's running operations behind him. So it's not like closing the gym to yeah, take a weekend off.
I have
off.
A call with him today talking yeah. about two new hires. Today.
Look at that. Yeah. And to his point, he embraced that mindset. He knew from minute one, I don't want to have to be the guy that's always in my business trade. Like, and he's willing. And we've seen him mopping the floors, you know, to get to that point, but he set the systems up when as those systems started to take some of that operational capacity, then he started bringing on more team and he's accelerating down that path. But it won't be long before he doesn't even have to walk in his four walls and still have a business that's paying him a dividend.
What? A, yeah. And he said, he was making a post somewhere. He goes, just to be clear, I've had seven failures before this sure. and other businesses he's had. And he finally was diligent, took the advice. We had a call with our coach yesterday and he said, your clients, meaning the Tommy Johns of the world, need to answer three questions. Whose advice are you listening to?
Yep.
Have they done what you want to do? If you're listening to some guru over here that doesn't even own a gym, why? Why would you do that? Because he has some whiz-bang marketing tactic and he's getting yeah. your ear. The second question is, the first question is, who are you listening to and have they done what you want to do? Are they living the life that you want to live? That's the first question. Second one is, how willing are you to learn between a 1 and a 10? Am I willing to say that I don't know everything, maybe, perhaps, and there is some things that I can learn? If you're open, like it's 8, 9, 10, great. Question 3, how willing am I to make a change? That's the other thing. Are you so stuck in your ways that you're not, even if you are listening to advice from somebody that's living your life and you're willing to learn, are you willing to change? Because if you don't make the change, it's like sitting in the front row at a seminar and hearing the exact playbook, which is typical, especially at our growth summits. We're going to give you everything, but then going home and doing exactly what you were doing last week and just because you're not willing to change. So yeah. That's the questions. Those three questions you have to ask yourself. Are you willing to make the changes? And if you are, then you're coachable, you're willing to learn, and you're taking advice from the right source.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, you're going to get results like the Tommy Johns of the world. Had no gym, 1 year later has employees fulfilling his services, doing 40,000 plus in reoccurring. He'll be into the 60,000 by the end of this year. His systems are in place. He's got his marketing humming. He's doing sales. He's got his pricing right. He's got everything that we always talk about. He did the action.
Yep.
Yeah, there's been a couple hiccups here and there. He made a bad call on something and made the change. But like, that's the rewards that you get when you take action from the right source.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but you have to, and ultimately I think to that whole point is the goal there is business owner. Tommy never took his eyes off of what a win looks like for a yeah. business owner. It's that position where you're not having to do all of the work in the operation.
Yeah.
And he understands that in order to get there, I need the systems in place because the systems are going to do the work for yeah. a portion of this instead of me. The team needs to be in place because they're going to do a portion of the work instead of it being on me. And gym owners, unfortunately, all of the time, and I think a lot of it's that, we get stuck in the fact that nobody can do it as good as I can't delegate, like our last podcast, you know, like how the refusal or lack of understanding or even maybe you do delegate, but you don't give them the authority to take it the distance. It's not rocket science when you look at the ultimate plan and you retro how to get there. Just run the play. And kudos to Tommy because, yeah, man, at the end of this year, he's going to have his life has already changed
yeah.
from where he was 2 years ago.
Yeah. And he's such a hard, you know, hard worker. He's eyes on the prize. And that should be for everybody here.
Yeah.
So anyways, hopefully this episode helps you. It was just funny. I was thinking about, you know, my mom and putting these people on pedestals when her own son is living a better life than all of them. But that's it for this episode, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. You know how to find us. Bye. All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals.
Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies seven-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.